Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here, and we're continuing to read through Exodus. I've not been very good at getting five of these done a week, but the plan is to try to do a 5 to 10 minute quick look at God's Word to encourage all of us to be more in God's Word, reading the scriptures and gleaning from it, and looking at it. How does the common person do this? And so just trying to encourage that. So let's continue on Exodus chapter 22, verse 10. We're going to talk about what happens if you're supposed to be watching somebody's property and something happens to it, those kind of things. And then we're going to get into what happens when a man seduces a woman. So it gets interesting. So let's walk through this. All right, if a man gives to his neighbor, and this is verse 10 of Exodus chapter 22. Man gives to his neighbor a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep safe, and it dies or is injured or is driven away without anyone seeing it, an oath by the Lord shall be between them both to see whether or not he has put his hand to his neighbor's property. The owner shall accept the oath, and he shall not make restitution. So let me pause right there. So if the neighbor says, look, I swear to you, I don't know what happened to your animals, well, then he is to accept that. But if he finds that he's lying and he stole from him, so that's what verse 12 is. But if it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to its owner. So again, you swear to the Lord, I don't know what happened to your animals. And then the person should accept that. But if it's found out that he actually stole them, then he has to make restitution. All right, so pretty easy there. Verse 13, if it is torn by beasts, let him bring its evidence. He shall not make restitution for what has been torn. So if they did run away, or they got out in the wilderness and foxes came and killed their sheep or wolves or whatever, and then he just needs to bring the evidence of the torn up sheep or whatever it was. And then he does not have to pay restitution. Okay, verse 16. And this total changes subject here. If a man seduces a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall give the bride price for her and make her his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money equal to the bride price for virgins. All right, so let's talk about that for a second. So the seduces can be, so a fella pursuing a young lady wins her over and then they get a little entangled. That's probably more likely what happens here versus a guy just somewhat raping a woman, which is what it almost sounds like, right? But that's because of the culture we live in versus it. So if a man seduces a virgin, wins her over, who is not betrothed, you know, didn't go and get the dad's permission to pursue her, any of those kind of things. This is why I want my sons, if they're going to date someone, they need to seek the father's permission before you go and seduce that father's daughter. Get his permission. So the word seduce here can be confusing. All right, but there's no doubt what happens after this, right? Who is not betrothed, so they're not engaged, and lies with her. No other way to interpret that. He shall give the bride price for her and make her his wife. So the bride price that he's going to have to pay either way, right, is a few years' wages. So let's say you're making, as a young man, you're making, I don't know, $32,000 a year. And this woman could cost you $66,000. All right, just to put it in perspective. So, which is a good thing, I think. And the father can say, no, I don't like this rascal. This is not going to work out. And so that can get into a lot of stuff. That's some good, logical things there to follow. And God is giving this, what a gift to these people as they continue to grow. They're coming out of 400 years of slavery, of bondage. They're going to have their own nation And he's giving them this blessing of all these laws. And he's going to get into a lot more and even into how they should worship and the tabernacle and all that. So interesting as we continue through Exodus on this. So God bless you guys. I hope you have a great day. Read a psalm as well, or read a proverb of the day. And never stop reading God's word. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.